The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Sally Bosman. In the headlines, President Mahama to outline policy direction within 2 weeks as political analyst laud his maiden address to the nation. Majority and minority in parliament pledged to speed up process to ensure that replaced CI for creation of 45 constituencies is flawless. Accident on Ofensu-Akumadan Highway in Ashanti claims 6 lives on the spot. And celebrations in northern Nigeria cancelled for the first time in more than 200 years.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
President John Mahama has asked Ghanaians to maintain the unity that followed the death of late President Mills and work collectively to address the development challenges facing the nation. He said this in his maiden address to the nation. President Mahama made a passionate appeal to Ghanaians to do away with political bickering, religious and ethnic differences in order to maintain the nation's enviable democracy.
There's no reason why we cannot continue to stand united and to move forward together as one. There's no reason why our differences have to divide us or turn us into adversaries, especially not our political differences. When it comes to the practice of peace and unity, we Ghanaians have always been exemplary. The reason we have always been exemplary in our expression of peace and tolerance is because we Ghanaians have always been aware that standing united is not the same as standing unanimously. Our differences of identity, differences of opinion, and differences of political party or ideology have never overshadowed our patriotism as Ghanaians. I consider it my responsibility as your president to ensure that our government emphasizes, appreciates, and protects our unity in diversity. My brothers and sisters, let us take the opportunity provided by our unity at this difficult time to build on the legacy that was created by Professor Mills and the legacies that were created by the presidents who served before him in order to move forward and claim our destiny. It is a destiny that springs forth from a foundation built on tolerance, fairness, compassion, humility, decency, strength, and resilience.
The president urged the youth to think and act positively while believing in their potential for a better nation. He pledged to preside over fair and transparent polls come December.
I wish to preside over a country whose ethnically divergent people are its greatest source of strength, talent, and innovation. A country whose energies will be concentrated in extracting the most extraordinary aspects of our differences and transforming them into a source of growth and enterprise creation. I encourage our young people, both men and women, to embrace these qualities in all that they do. I encourage them to believe in themselves and to have the confidence to think differently, to do things differently and innovatively. Whether that involves developing and designing new technologies that can be applied in cost-effective ways to change the day-to-day lives of their communities, or whether it involves making their voices heard by offering inputs as to how to improve our educational system so that it's more responsive to the needs of students and more effective in teaching the information and skills necessary for our graduates to compete with their peers across the world. Our young men and women can each in their own way become active partners in the creation of a better nation. In this vein, I encourage everybody, male or female, young or old, to take ownership of this country by limiting the voices of pessimism and negativity that seek to break us down as a society rather than build us up. The voices that try to sway us away from a conversation of constructive efforts and involvement and turn us towards a pattern of petty name calling and baseless personal attacks.
President Mahama said he will be outlining his policy in the next 2 weeks. He thanked Ghanaians for the support shown during the death and funeral of Professor John Evans Atta Mills.
I'd like to thank the family of our departed Professor Mills, the funeral committee, members of parliament, the judiciary, the security services, and the members of the numerous other committees and organizations, as well as the various individuals who took part in the funeral of our late president. It was a homegoing celebration that turned out to be not only fitting but flawless. I would like also to express my heartfelt gratitude to every single Ghanaian for the tremendous outpouring of support, kindness, and love displayed even in the midst of our collective grief. The depth of our loss was made evident, as was the depth of our respect and appreciation for the life and work of Professor Atta Mills.
President Mahama. A delegation from the Global Leadership Training yesterday called on President John Mahama, the Kasulosu, to congratulate him and express their sympathy upon the death of President John Evans Atta Mills. Global Leadership Training is an organization that empowers corporate, religious and political leaders on character development, virtues and ethics. The leader of the delegation, who is also the founder, Greg Johnson, who came from the U.S., said he was deeply touched by the death of President Mills. We exhibit their transparency and honesty in leaders.
It deeply grieved me personally to hear of this loss, because I know President Mills' commitment to integrity and leadership and his stance against corruption in government. And indeed, we have lost a good man who champions those virtues. So I just wanted to assure you that we will be standing with you in prayer, just as the nation is transitioning through this time of mourning and loss.
President John Mahama said the death of President Mills hit the country as a shock, but Ghanaians are consoled by the genuine outpour of sympathy from all quarters. This is said as testimony that the good that men do lives after them. President Mahama promised to continue with the vision of Professor Mills to ensure that ordinary Ghanaians live comfortably.
I think that the legacy that he left is established in respect of how people have come to appreciate the kind of person he was, a man of patience, a man of tolerance, a man of integrity, and that undoubtedly will continue the vision that the late president had in a especially difficult time, because this is an election year, and we had pledged to ensure that we had free and fair elections, and so we will continue that vision and ensure that Ghana has elections that we can be proud of.
President John Mahama. Government says the country's economic fundamentals are good. It therefore expects accelerated growth, which will generate sustainable jobs. Opening the 9th Quadrennial Delegates Congress of the Ghana TUC in Kumasi, Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur said government has rededicated itself to making job creation and the development of the private sector the cornerstone of its economic performance. Presidential correspondent said the EI reports.
Vice President Park Kwesi Emesa-Arthur said it is regrettable that decent work deficit in Ghana is on the high side. Those he attributed to many lapses in the labor administration and labor inspection functions. Vice President Emesa-Arthur blamed the situation on past failures to invest resources in the sector.
The top priority of the Better Ghana agenda is how to ensure that our economy creates large numbers of decent jobs for those who are willing to work hard, especially our unemployed youth and persons with physical disabilities, whose access to decent work has been hampered for far too long. At the core is the establishment of a labor market information system that will assist in collecting credible labor statistics. We must begin first of all by establishing the means to determine at any given time what the total number of jobs available in Ghana are, the number of Ghanaians looking for jobs, and the number who are unemployed. Government will work with our development partners to build the capacity to generate such information between the Ghana Statistical Service and the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare.
Vice President Emesa-Arthur said a draft policy on market premium has been submitted to Cabinet.
It is expected that Cabinet will scrutinize the proposed policy, after which guidelines will be issued to clarify grey areas with respect to A, the meaning of market premium, B, the calculation of market premium, and C, who qualifies to enjoy the premium. Also, The rationalization of Category 2 and 3 allowances is currently going on. In this respect, I have directed the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare to ensure that an appropriate platform is created nationwide to enable working people gain understanding of what constitutes market premium and Category 2 and Category 3 allowances and how these premiums and allowances are also compounded.
The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, said the country's economic growth has not translated into much needed jobs for the people. He therefore called for measures to address challenges facing the private sector.
It has been our contention that we cannot take the employment required if we do not manufacture, and we may continue to import everything, including toothpaste. And we can only build a strong manufacturing base by addressing in the most aggressive way the challenges that confront the domestic private sector, which has been labeled the engine of economic growth. So, Vice President, given the necessity and urgency to create employment and to place Ghanaians at the center of our development efforts, we need to address these and many challenges that face the domestic private sector. Joblessness, especially among the youth, constitutes the biggest challenge to national peace and stability.
Responding to some of the concerns raised by the TUC Secretary General, Vice President Emisata asked the Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Moses Asaga, who was at the Congress, to arrange a meeting immediately to enable him to meet with the TUC to discuss some of the concerns.
Reporting. Political analysts have lauded President Mahama's First Nations broadcast. According to them, he touched on salient points expected in his broadcast. Paul Abrampa Mensah, who is the program's officer at the CDD, said one thing he was happy about was when President Mahama appealed to the youth to be innovative and also for them to shun voices of divisiveness.
So yes, my expectations have been met. So to say, I mean, that's what I was expecting, not to preach to us sector by sector, but to appeal to the nation to be united, as shown during our late president's funeral.
So to you, in your view, and what issues came up strongly in his address?
Well, what I was expecting were just two, but he added a third one that I like very much. What I was expecting, one was his call for unity, two, decency, in our speeches, especially political actors during the campaign. But a third one I wasn't expecting, but he chipped in, is his appeal to the youth to think for themselves, to be innovative, to be creative, and channel all their efforts for creation in the country and help the development. Shun all voices of attack, voices of divisiveness, and voices of negativity. This, to me, is the third one he added that I like very much. I must say, his call for institutions to be act is also another notable issue that we must all come together to appreciate. He called on the legislature, he called on the judiciary, the media especially, for all of us to unite and help build the peace, sustain the peace that we have in the country. We are not expecting him to give a sector by sector analysis, but these few words carry load, and I think if we abide by them as institutions, as stakeholders in the country, we're going to go forward.
Well, there was a point that he said, we've often been saying politics is a dirty game, but politicians make it dirty. Do you share that in view?
Oh, yes.
A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou, also shared his thoughts about the address. He was critical about how to ensure peace before and after the elections.
Yeah, I think the president said a lot of things, but the most important thing was a peace ahead of the December 20th election. We all know this is the wish of every Ghanaian, every country within the South, everybody, wider world. They want to see peace. And I think that point was well made. They emphasized on it several times. They also talk about dissent in our political campaign to run up to the December 20th election. Without dissent and decorum in how we come, one way or the other, going to affect the peace that's there. And another important thing he mentioned is the youth. We know that currently there is a good economic crisis, and the youth is the most affected age group. And in Ghana too, we have the same problem with unemployment and several other animosities among them. So he has mentioned that the youth should believe in themselves.
But Dr. Seydou said what we raise eyebrows about President Mahama's broadcast are the 2 weeks to make some policy decisions. This is said will make Ghanaians have high expectations since he has a short time to make these policies work well.
What he has suddenly introduced into this whole idea of reconciliation and peace and security is he presenting a policy document in the next 2 weeks. That raises a lot of curiosity on Ghanaians. What is it going to be about? And what sort of policy is he going to present? How is that going to affect and effect changes in the political and economic discourse of the state? And I think he has a very short time to present a very detailed sort of policy which may create massive impact in the lives of people, because they just have less than 5 months to govern before the pieces of election.
A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana commenting on President Mahama's address to the nation last night. This news comes before Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories: President Mahama to outline his policy direction within 2 weeks as political analyst Lord is made an address to the nation. Majority and minority in parliament pledge to speed up process to ensure that replace CI for creation of 45 constituencies is flawless. Accident on Ofintu Akumadan Highway in Ashanti claims 6 lives on the spot. And Eid celebrations in northern Nigeria cancelled for the first time in more than 200 years.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
You're welcome back. Following the replacement of the Constitutional Instrument 73 by the Electoral Commission, the Deputy Majority Chief Whip, George Quintu Blankson, has stated that the Subsidiary Legislation Committee will work to speed up processes within the allocated time. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Blankson said the majority side is keen on making sure that the right thing is done and will not take advantage of the situation.
The document was withdrawn because of inadequacy of the mistakes that was characterized with that document. Upon that instruction, that document was withdrawn. And thank God that both sides of the House, taking cognizance of the exigency of the time, we all agreed to rectify those deficiencies. And thank God that those deficiencies have been rectified. And once those deficiencies have been rectified, it's a matter of relaying the document. And as a committee on subsidiary legislation, also will help speed up whatever we need to do as a committee to bring up a report which will help us to make it pass. So in a natural sense, whatever happens has an advantage on our democracy. So there's nothing wrong that the Electoral Commission cannot do in order to facilitate the period that we have allotted ourselves for the election.
Well, one would ask, is the majority side in favor of the creation of the 45 constituencies because the NPP did say when it was in power?
Not whoever is interested or whoever is in favor. We are talking about a democratic dispensation, which is a mandate incumbent upon NEFI to make sure that after every census and creating the new constituencies or creating new districts, that is a constitutional mandate. So it's a matter of making sure the right thing.
Well, again, is the timing not too short for this exercise, especially where the parties that elect new constituency executives, parliamentary candidates, among other things?
Upon democracy, there's no shorter time. When the need arise, we must seize the opportunity and make sure that the right thing is done.
The Minority Chief Whip, Frederick Opariansa, said the minority will work diligently to ensure that the new document laid before Parliament is free from errors.
The Legislation Committee is going to do due diligence to this document, as they did previously. And as we are all aware, they've been working assiduously with the Electoral Commission to ensure that any errors that might have been in the document had probably been cleaned up previously. And so we hope that the document that they need to and the majority differently on their behalf today, now clean of any error.
Minority Chief Whip Frederick Opariansa. President John Dramani Mahama has urged the Ghana Armed Forces to jealously guard and maintain the good name they've earned globally in peacekeeping. He noted that the same distinguished performance and professionalism will be required in election 2012 as government strives to ensure free, fair and transparent polls in December. The president was speaking at the graduation of Corps 33 Senior Division of the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College at Teshi. In all, 61 officers from the Ghana Armed Forces and other African countries graduated after 11 months of studies. Pascalina Dadifo reports.
The Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College, popularly known as GAFC, was established in 1976 to train officers of the Ghana Armed Forces in tactical skills as well as higher academic studies. As an accredited institute, the college also offers postgraduate and master's degree programs to members of the public and security services. The was done in collaboration with the University of Ghana and the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA. Students on the course, which is divided into junior and senior divisions, are taken through the changing roles of the military, fostering civilian-military relations, conflict resolution, international affairs, and technology. The 61 graduates with the rank of major or its equivalent were made up of 40 Ghanaians and 21 officers from other African countries. One unique feature of this year's graduation is that it is the first time a course is being graduated by a president. President John Mahama said government is not only committed to equipping the Ghana Armed Forces with logistics, but also infrastructure. He urged the board of the college to rope in more allies from sister countries to position the country and the Ghana Armed Forces at the forefront of democracy, peace and unity.
We need peace to develop together as a country, as a sub-region and as a continent. Conflict and crisis of inhuman proportions in some parts of the world today is a wake-up call to our armed forces to be well prepared to deal with and mitigate such eventualities. It is during such critical periods that your professionalism and determination will be called to play and really tested. We fully appreciate the role that our armed forces is playing in keeping internal and international peace. Your professionalism in peacekeeping missions has made Ghana a household name throughout the world.
The commandant of the college, Major General Kwesi Yangson, asked the graduates to use the knowledge gained to give them confidence to overcome challenges ahead of their career path. The Honor Graduate Award went to Major Emmanuel Appiah. This award goes to the student who combines high academic excellence with the widest military experience, tactical ability, and who contributes significantly to studies on political, economic, and international affairs.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. A new rector of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, has been inducted into office in Accra. Professor Franklin Achampong-Menu is the 10th to take up that office since the institute was established in 1961. After his induction, Professor Achampong-Menu pledged to ensure that the institute becomes an academic community in which students and other stakeholders strive for excellence, both in the classroom and the field of work. Jonathan Thompson was at the ceremony for Radio Ghana.
Professor Franklin Achampong-Menu is a PhD holder in marketing and international business from the Leonard Stern School of Business, New York University in the U.S. He has more than 20 years of experience as a marketing consultant, business strategist, professional trainer, and educator. Prior to his induction as rector, Professor Menu was the dean of the GIMPA Business School. The chairman of the GIMPA Governing Council, Dr. Christina Mwakunyama, congratulated the new rector and hoped he would generate new ideas to enhance academic work at the institute.
Over the years, we have watched behind the scenes as he grew the business school to its current status. GIMPA Business School is one of the best in Africa today. As GIMPA moves towards this next phase, we look forward to fresh ideas on higher education, one that is born of a well-recognized concept that quality education and a free and independent mind are essential for the creation of a strong and true academic environment.
Dr. Amwakunyama pledged the institute's support in helping him transform the school for the better. As part of his induction, Professor Menu was adorned with a presidential academic gown, which symbolizes his rank and authority as director. He was also given the Mace and Medallion of Office, representing honor and respect. In his acceptance speech, Professor Menu promised to transform GIMPA into a world-class school with focus on applied research, which is relevant to national development. He also pledged to create a system of shared governance in running the school, ethical leadership and management at all levels, as well as technology-based administration and financial systems. These, he said, form part of his vision of making GIMPA a pace setter in the field of academia.
In setting out my vision, I am guided by the following questions. What will GIMPA look like at the end of my tenure as rector? What will GIMPA be a leader in? What will distinguish GIMPA? What will be GIMPA's impact?
Jonathan Thompson's report. The National Road Safety Commission says Ghana lost 1.6% of its gross domestic product to road traffic accidents in 2010. This translates to $480 million in losses to the state. As part of efforts to avert the situation, the commission has launched National Road Safety Awards in Accra with a focus on a sustainable road transportation system. Six people died on the spot yesterday through an accident at Abofu between Ofinso and Akumadan in the Ashanti region. Several others also sustained various degrees of injuries. The National NTPU Commander, ACP Amobutu Gawuni, gave the details in this interview with Radio Ghana's Abraham Donko.
I'm told around 1:30 and 2 p.m. an articulated truck with registration number WR1972R was heading from Akumadan direction towards Okunso, and the Tata Mighty bus with number GE4904Y was also heading towards Akumadan. And the Tata Mighty bus did a wrongful overtaking, and then the process drove into six other vehicles, and six people died on the spot. 12 of the wounded were sent to the St. Patrick's Hospital in Okunso for treatment, and 2 have been referred to the Konfuanochi Hospital. So this is the situation on the ground.
Okay, what about the casualties? How serious are the others?
Well, they are very seriously wounded. So there were traders left by the side of the road, and the those vehicles were also pushing passengers. So that the greater and the Tata Mighty drove into these vehicles, wounding those who were doing their own trade and those who were trying to board the vehicle. So they were seriously wounded. 12 of them, who are now at office, who are being treated there, and the 2 have been referred to Konfuanochi.
What was the response rate like from your men and that of the National Fire Service and other agencies?
And the Road Safety Management Services tow vehicle was at hand. It was called from Swami, and it has come to clear the road, so the place is clean now.
National NTTU Commander ACP Amobutu Gawuni talking to Abraham Donko. The President of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor John Nabila, will today discuss chieftaincy, peace and unity, a national challenge, at a lecture organized by the Institute for Democratic Governance in Accra. The lecture is against the background that despite the impressive economic achievements chalked up over the past few years, critical development challenges still remain unresolved. A statement by IDEC noted that poverty, health and sanitation are still unresolved challenges the nation is going through. In the view of IDEC, traditional rulers are the people who appear to be mobilizing their people for peace and development of communities. These are issues that the lecture by now Professor Nabila will seek to address at this platform created by IDEC for eminent chiefs to speak to the nation. A festival held during the Eid celebrations has been cancelled in northern Nigeria. It is the first time in more than 200 years that the three-day Durbar of Horse parading in Kano has been called off. Officials said the festival is being cancelled as the mayor of Kano is in poor health. Analysts say another reason for the cancellation may be the continued concerns about security and the campaign of violence being waged by the Boko Haram Islamist group. Last week, a devotional retreat where people spent the last 10 days of Ramadan in seclusion was cancelled due to security concerns. Ecuador has accused the UK of threatening to invade its embassy in London to arrest WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mr. Assange took refuge at the embassy in June to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces questioning over assault and rape claims, which he denies. Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Ricardo Patino also said a decision on Mr. Assange's bid for political asylum had been made and will be announced later. And now to end the news, the main point again. President Mahama will outline his policy direction within 2 weeks. Meanwhile, analysts have lauded this maiden address to the nation. Majority and minority in parliament have pledged to speed up processes to ensure that the place CI for creation of 45 constituencies is flawless. Accident on Ofinso Akumadan Highway in Ashanti has claimed 6 lives on the spot, and Eid celebrations in northern Nigeria have been cancelled for the first time in more than 200 years. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.